the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. The number for you guys to call into the show is 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Get started a little bit early. Zeke Elliott has been suspended once again. We'll see how that plays out. Got a lot going on in college football. Got a lot going on in the NFL. Trade deadline stuff is going down this evening. Jimmy Garoppolo, or Jimmy G, as Molly Karam likes to call him, has been traded. We'll get into all of that as the night progresses. That number for you guys to call into the show is 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Spoke with Doom earlier. Spoke with Tony C earlier. I think those guys are going to be calling in with us. I know Doom is going to call in for a few reasons. His Redskins did take a loss. Tony C's Cowboys took a win. My Saints won. So we shall see how things roll out. You guys can get your thoughts and opinions heard. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Give me 1 second. Thank you there. Appreciate that. Had to check on something real, real quickly. You guys can call into the show. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Let's head on out to the chat room very quickly to see what we got going on in the chat room. See if anyone's there with us this evening. You guys can do the same thing that I'm doing right now. Head on over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat listen live link. Get you in the chat room, can put out what you want to talk about, what topics you have, and we'll definitely discuss. Again, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call. While we have a minute here, since we don't have any callers on the line right now, let's go ahead and get the college football scores, the top 25 college football scores on out the way. Thursday night's game, Stanford, number 20 Stanford, defeated Oregon State 15-14. On Friday's game, number 24 Memphis defeated Tulane 56-26. Saturday, the big game on Saturday, Ohio State at number 6 ranked Ohio State beat the number 2 Nittany Lions of Penn State 39-38. Number 3 Georgia defeated Florida 42-7. Number 4 TCU goes down to number 25 Iowa State 14-7. Number 5, Wisconsin gets a win over Illinois, 24-10. Number 7, Clemson gets a win over Georgia Tech, 24-10. Miami, number 8 ranked Miami, defeats North Carolina, 24-19 in a tight contest. Notre Dame, number 9 Notre Dame, defeats number 14 NC State, 35-14. Notre Dame is playing awful well, awful well. Number 10, Oklahoma defeats Texas Tech, 49-27. Number 11, Oklahoma State defeats number 22, West Virginia, 50-39. Number 12, Washington, 44, UCLA, 23. Number 13, Virginia Tech, 24, Duke, 3. Number 13, Washington State goes down to Arizona, 58-37. Wow. Michigan State, number 16, Michigan State also goes down. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second, let's head over to the phone lines and welcome Doom back to the show. Doom, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great.
Good. going over the college football scores, and then we'll get into the topics. Northwestern defeats number 16 Michigan State 39-31. Houston defeats number 17 South Florida 28-24. UCF, University of Central Florida, defeats, just manhandles Austin Peay 77-33. And finally, number 21 USC defeats Arizona State 48-17. All right, those are your college football scores out of the way. Doom, as you probably saw, we had a lot of things go down this evening, and as they sometimes do. Already adding to everything else we got going on. Zeke Elliott's suspension got upheld a few minutes ago. Matter of fact, the story broke at 10:25. He's going to be suspended for 6 games. What do you think?
Man, if I can play my favorite tune from First Take, Accident Waiting to Happen. He should have took them games earlier this season.
And be done with it. And had been done with it. That's what I say. But he's suspended for the next 6 games. We'll see how it works out.
But that might be pivotal what they need him for.
Right. So they get into the mid, they get into the meat of that schedule now. They got KC coming up.
No, they got to play Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they got to meet their schedule coming up, and I'd like to hear from Tony C how they're going to handle that. Zeke will probably appeal it, though.
No, but this is federal court.
So what? So he can't appeal it?
This is what the first district... this was an appeal... But see, he's being retarded. This dude, just take the games, man. If he just took them the first time, he'd just be coming back. You know what I'm saying?
I just think that he doesn't realize what he's doing. I understand you pleading innocence or whatnot, but at the same point, this is something that you're not gonna win. They got Brady. They got AP.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well just go ahead and take your suspension and be done with it.
Yeah.
You know. What do you think about your Redskins losing this week?
Well, I didn't know that I was out of 4 linemen to start the game. So, I ain't making no excuses. But if you miss 4 of your starting linemen, it's going to be a long day, baby.
Yeah. Feel you on that.
They put up a decent fight, though.
Yeah, they did. Let's roll on over to the other news of the night, and then we get into the topics, and then we'll get into the topics of the afternoon. The Patriots trade Jimmy Garoppolo to the 49ers. And thereby causing Bron Hoyer to get cut. They released him.
Well, it is what it is, but I just hope that your boy ain't garbage.
Right. Exactly.
It'd be ugly, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo, play like half.
So now the rumor seems to be that Hoyer's going to go to the Patriots to be their backup.
Yeah.
So he did it before. So they're bringing in a player that they know, so that doesn't hurt them at all. I just thought that was. I don't know, because you act like Brady is 20.
Yeah, they're being. This is going to be their downfall, I believe.
Because if Brady does go down with some type of injury or has some type of misses extensive time,
I think it might happen. Yeah. Stranger stuff is happening this football season.
Yes, sir. It surely has. We also got another trade that came down. You know, tomorrow's the NFL trade deadline. Dwayne Brown gets traded to the Seahawks. For Texans corner defensive back Jeremy Lane So that and some picks.
I think they about to get rid of Richard Sherman this season.
Nah, man, you can't get rid of Sherman, man.
And he okay, look at it like this. How much the how vocal and how much has he been just you know what I'm saying? I think they're gonna try to cut bait this season, man. I might be the first to say it, man, but you know, Richard Sherman's been stirring a lot of shit in the NFL this season. And in the locker room of Seattle. The Legion of Boom ain't the same.
So
Deshaun Watson put it up on him.
I am speaking right now to one of our Patriot apologists on this network.
Which one?
Let's see here. Talking to Rage. And I just think, man, I don't know if I would have done that. I don't know if I would have done that deal. I really don't know if I would have traded Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know. Because he looks better, you know, in the limited time that he's been with them. He's looked better than Hoyer. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out. Also on the news today, Tiger Woods says he's coming back.
Which Tiger Woods? We need the Ric Flair Tiger Woods back. We don't need the all shucks. I'm trying to be nice, Tiger Woods. I need him to be... We need the jet flying, limousine riding, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing.
He's going to return from his back injury to play at the 2017 Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. Yeah. He says he's ready to come back. I don't know, man. You done had a long layoff, man. That's a long layoff. I don't know if you're ready for that yet. Long layoff. You been watching any of the World Series?
Nah, man. I've been, I just been busy, man.
Let me bring on the one of the Patriots apologists of Rant here in radio. Surfer is one. Let me bring on the other. Rage, how you doing, man?
Did you just say Surfer is on here?
No.
If that's the case, I'm hanging up.
Surfer's not on, man.
Oh.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on Jimmy G going over to the 49ers.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it one single goddamn bit. And the sad thing about this is, because I feel like the 49ers got the best end of this deal. They totally just robbed the Patriots of what I believe. Jimmy Garoppolo was, to me, the successor to Tom Brady. He was supposed to be next in line when Tom Brady eventually retires. And you're telling... To me, like, Tom has, like four or five, like, caliber, Super Bowl caliber, MVP caliber type seasons left. And seeing how he's been hit this season, like, more than he's been in his entire career, that's why we really needed Jimmy Garoppolo. But they gave him away for what, a second round pick?
Yep.
That's not good enough to me. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, he has a small sample size. But I feel like if you're going to trade him, you should have gotten either a player or a first round draft pick. I just think the Patriots totally got fucked deeply in the ass on this deal. And I don't like it.
Let me hit Let me head into the chat room real quick. He's with me in the chat room. We got Cash Cow. Cash Cow, what's up? We also got Captain Underpants, who says Rage is horny for Surfer.
I'm not horny for that fuckface. Fucker.
You guys. My Patriots got fucking raped for crying out loud. This is not time for me to for you to be fucking with me.
You guys can call it. You guys can call me. Your voice heard. 706-993-4606. I got a question, fellas. I'm gonna switch over to the NBA for a second.
The Cavaliers fucking suck.
They have looked terrible.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I was gonna bring that up tonight. Don't worry, baby.
Let me tell you something. I am no longer a Knicks fan, but I was so proud of Kristaps Porzingis, the fucking unicorn that he is. He went up into the queue and whooped LeBron's ass. I saw the highlights and I laughed hysterically. He got fucking embarrassed at home, and it was lovely. Oh, that was like the Knicks winning a championship right there.
Cash Cow says the Patriots are never wrong. # trust the process. Speaking of trusting the process,
we have a backup. You fucking nuts. We don't have a backup. We gave away our third stringer. For nothing. No. I am angry. Don't start with me. We have nothing.
Speaking of trusting the process, Ben Simmons is damn near averaging a triple-double. That is true, Cash Cow. That is very, very true. That's very, very true. Though I do have a problem when your process includes losing. How many losing seasons did Philly have up until this point?
Who?
The Philadelphia 76ers, that's where trust the process comes from. They had four or five losing seasons, and now you feel the all-star team.
They'll make the playoffs. I think they'll be the AC. I think,
look here, me, you, Doom, Double A, and Tony C, we can make the playoffs in the East.
Yeah. We could probably beat Cleveland the way they play.
because there's literally zero. There's nothing, absolutely nothing in the East besides fucking LeBron and Kyrie. But then I can't even count Kyrie, because the way this team has looked since the way the Celtics have looked since opening night, this is exactly why I did not like the Celtics trade, because they gave away too much, and now let me say it again.
No, the Celtics did not trade away everything. Isaiah Thomas got a bad hip. That's a big problem. They got the right deal of what they needed to do.
Okay. So Isaiah Thomas has a bad hip. Okay, fine.
He won't be in there till
January. You're telling me that you need to give him away? You needed to give Isaiah Thomas away?
To get Kyrie Irving? I would.
Get Kyrie?
I would not have drink. What's paying off right now? Kyrie. Boston's looking decent right now.
I just don't consider Kyrie as a leader.
He's leading the team right now. Look how bad the Cavaliers are playing. They're playing like they got. I think they got the worst backcourt in the NBA.
You know what's really funny about the Cavaliers? That is LeBron's handpicked team.
Yes,
from top to bottom, that is his fucking team, and they looked like garbage. It's opening night, yo.
Right now, I'm looking at the standings. I don't know if it's just the case, or maybe Cleveland and Golden State being bored. You got Cleveland at 3-4 right now. They're number 4 in that Central Division in the Eastern Conference. Move over to the West. You got Golden State at 4-3. Second place in the Pacific over in the West. Are you guys just think they're bored and they know
that? Nah, I think Golden State is trying to get back into basketball shape. But everybody's coming after Golden State.
This is what, I mean,
they're going to try to play their best against them night in and night out.
I'll agree with LeBron on this point. It's October. We're still very, very, very early into the season. But I just think that it's just Cleveland just did not look good. At best, the way this is going, they look at worst like a fifth seed. You get embarrassed by the Knicks on your own floor.
Damn well,
on your own fucking floor.
Damn well, kneel off to Chicago, and that's a D-level team right now. That's a D-league team right now. You damn near lost to them.
Man.
But Cash Cow brought up another good point in the chat, because good teams need time to gel. And as I always say, with it being early, the bad teams don't know they bad yet. So,
if you had to predict the top 8 seeds in the East, who are they?
Top 8?
Wizards.
Boston, Toronto. You said the Wizards. That's true. You gotta put Milwaukee there.
Yeah. Except one thing, what I'm gonna hold against the Wizards is John. I don't think John Wall could close out games.
Me neither.
I'm starting to see that he's not a closer.
I agree.
I think the Knicks can make the playoffs.
You got lucky.
You know what?
I'm talking about real. I'm looking at fantasy right now. I had you by 2 points. Mm. Now you got me by 1 point.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Can we please crown Deshaun Watson as fantasy player of the year?
That motherfucker
got me 111 points.
I was gonna ask the room, mid-season award, and I'm quite sure that everyone agrees with Deshaun Watson for Rookie of the Year. Can he make a case for MVP?
No.
Yeah.
Not yet. No, not yet.
Wow, who else is playing better than him?
I mean,
well, Russell Wilson. Let's not forget Russell Wilson.
At this current moment, I mean, I can't really say. Here's the thing. For the first time in forever, as long as I can remember.
Go ahead, man.
I think we have a very even NFL season right now. There is not one dominant team. There's not one dominant team in the NFL right now.
Right.
Everybody looks very average. And I think that's good. That is competition. Like, we all originally I thought the Chiefs were going to go to the Super Bowl. I still think they are, but they have not looked good over the last 2 or 3 weeks. They have not looked good even after the loss to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very even. But I mean, I can, but I can agree. Deshaun Watson is Rookie of the Year.
Easy Rookie of the Year.
Easy. Even in a loss, that guy plays like, I'm telling you, man. Dabo Sweeney was right. That dude has what I don't know what it is, but he's fucking got it.
Yeah.
That dude is like that dude is a fucking Super Bowl champion in the making right there.
Okay, I got a question. Right now. Who you taking, Deshaun Watson or Carson Wentz?
Oh. You know what? At this moment, I would take Carson only because I think he has more of a complete team than Deshaun.
Right.
The Texans right now are really, really beat up. Like, And I'm talking offense and defense. Like, offense, they need a little bit more on offense. I think they need a little bit more of a running game. On the defensive side, I mean, Clowney, Watts out. I think they need that third. You know what? They need a big three on defense. Like they had Watt, Clowney, and they had what's my guy's name? Vince Wilford. Mm. And then Vince retired, so they need somebody on the defensive line. They need a force. They need a real dominant force. But to me, I can agree with you on this. Without Deshaun, they don't have much of a team.
No.
The Eagles right now look like a very complete team. They look like they can get to the Super Bowl.
Right now, with 26 seconds remaining in the game, right now, actually 48, I'm sorry, 48 seconds left in the game, the Kansas City Chiefs are leading the Denver Broncos 29-19.
Oh shit, man, that's still going on.
Yes, it's still going on. It doesn't have much time left though. Doesn't have much time left. Let me go ahead and Doom back on. Doom, you with us?
Yeah, I had to restart my computer.
Okay, no problem, man. No problem. But KC right now beating the Denver Broncos 29-19. I
need a defensive stop so I can beat you. Damn fantasy. I had you. Yep.
First of all, here's the thing about Denver that kills me. And this hurts me in so many leagues. So I got a couple of Denver Broncos guys in an IDP league. But Trevor Siemian is terrible. He's a terrible quarterback.
He's average.
He's got some INTs tonight. They need to upgrade that quarterback position. They really do.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, there's a guy out there. But, we all know what that situation is. They could easily give this guy a call.
Oh, yeah.
And easily let him start.
Oh, yeah.
But no, they don't want to do that.
Well, that guy made his bid. He probably would have been playing for Baltimore if it wasn't for his woman. So let's keep that out there, all right? We keep saying this stuff. Dude would have been playing for Baltimore and probably would have replaced Joe Flacco. But, you know, he had to let his girl speak for him. So let's not omit some of the facts, all
right? Also, yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm gonna just keep saying it. And I said it last time I was on the show. The guy damn near won a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback. And you're telling me that he can't be a starter, he can't be a backup.
Hey, really? He gotta look at everything, man.
But Dan Orlovsky and fucking all these other fuckheads that have been signed this offseason, they can get a job, and they can be backing up, and they can start. Really?
But you got to look at everything, man. You got to look at what goes on in the locker room. You got to look at, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on, man.
Why'd they give Tim Tebow a call? He's not black.
Well, they've been blackballed Tim Tebow. You don't see him crying.
I'm just saying.
And your team did Tebow dirty.
Yeah, I agree with that. But that wasn't our fault. That was the New York Jets' fault.
Well, Rex Ryan's an idiot. Because look how look at the Bills, what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Now look at the Jets and what they're doing right now.
Jets should have been Atlanta.
Even though they kind of suck.
The Jets look
better than they have been the last couple of seasons.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, guys. In the NFC, is the NFC East race already over with Philly?
Absolutely.
It's already over with Philly?
NFC East? Yeah, you never know.
I mean, I always say it's the most competitive yet the worst conference in the NFL.
How is it the worst if it's competitive?
Because no team is really dominant.
That's what
There's no dominant force in the NFC East.
Well, right now the Eagles are 2.5 up though.
Now, yeah. That's what I can say. Like, the Eagles are definitely this season the dominant force in the NFC East. I'd go so far as to even call them like a one seed in the playoffs.
You guys think Big Ben is back? Do you trust in Big Ben now for the Steelers?
Well, Martavius, it would have been better if it wasn't for Martavius Bryant.
I don't give two shits about the Steelers. Fuck them.
But
if Martavius Bryant wants to leave, he should be able to leave. What they do is that they throw him on, what was it, the scouting squad?
They put him on the scouting team.
He's disrupting the team. Yeah. Like, damn, play ball.
How is that disrupting? The guy wants out.
Okay, wait till the end of the season. But they could have cut his ass, you know, getting suspended for a year, smoking weed.
Okay. All right. Here's my thing. Okay, I'll give you that. You know what? Yeah, he smoked weed. He got busted for it. Fine.
I mean, how much is that joint going to cost me millions of dollars?
You sound real Stephen A-ish-ish right now. Jesus. My God.
I'm saying real talk, Ray. If your job was paying you millions of dollars, wouldn't you be trying to make that money instead of smoking weed? Because you can smoke weed after. You could be another Ricky Williams.
Sure, but I know ways around passing the piss test, so it don't mean much.
See, that's not being responsible.
Ray just said that on Nationwide Radio.
Yeah,
I said it. I'll say it again. I know ways to beat a piss test. Give me a call, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, you just said that on the air, sir. Wow.
Oh, please. Now, if you know by now, you know certain things I don't necessarily give a shit about.
Wow.
I'm real, ladies and gentlemen. I am real.
Well, I know one
I'm not on the air anymore.
Well, I know one thing that made me angry last night. You gave Matthew Stafford all that money, and you can't get one touchdown? Not one?
Well, he didn't deserve the money.
Not one?
I told you that.
Yeah.
From Jump Street, the dude's stealing money.
You can't get one touchdown last night. And Ed Ebron is trash.
Nah.
He's trash. That man dropped a touchdown yesterday.
I don't think Matt Stafford is like... I still think you need to put some pieces around him for him to really
hold on. He had Dan Calvin Johnson. He had stuff around him. He just sucked. Can we get away from that?
I don't think he sucks. I really don't. Like, I really, really don't. I mean, I don't know.
The score is final.
I mean, even if you let go of him, who are you gonna get to replace him?
Stafford?
Like, it's slim pickings in the market. It's very slim pickings in the market.
Yeah.
Again, unless they want to give him a call, but yeah. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it is fine.
I really think they need to put some pieces around him. And yeah, they had Calvin Johnson, but after that, who else?
But you know, you hate that. Is he the best? One of the best receivers who ever played the game in a modern day era?
Yeah, I agree.
In the modern day era. So if you can't win with Calvin Johnson, I mean, there's some issues there.
I just think here's the I compare I'll com- compare the Detroit Lions with my New York Rangers. Like, they depend way, way, way too much on Henrik Lundqvist, because Henrik Lundqvist is the best.
But Detroit's been going out for years. Right. They did it with Barry Sanders.
Yep. Yeah, but really, if you depend on one or two people way too much, is it going to get you anywhere?
Yeah, like I said, they haven't buried Sanders. That's why he retired, man.
There's a difference between those teams like that and a team like the New England Patriots. Because you can, like, it's also how a quarterback works with what he's got. Now, I mean, sometimes it's a situation where you don't have much, and sometimes it's a situation where the quarterback is just not working well with what he's got. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. But even still, like, yeah, they had Calvin Johnson, they had Matt Stafford, but I still think if you're depending on these two people to lead you somewhere that much, I don't think you're going to get anywhere. The same with Henrik Lundqvist. They depend way too much on the goalie, because yes, he is the best goalie in the NHL, but you need to put pieces around him in order for you to succeed, and the front office has not done that. That's why the Rangers are where they are. That's why the Detroit Lions are where they are.
Detroit had a decent defense, too. We had a Ndamukong Suh. They had a squad. Just Matt Stafford might not be a winner.
They gave him away. Which I still think
he was a cancer on the locker room, man. You got to look at, you know what I'm saying? How many times have he been suspended for kicking somebody or choking? I mean, the dude, you know what I'm saying?
You can consider him a cancer in the locker room. Because
That means a lot, time, man.
Yeah,
but
go ahead.
The coach, Jim. At the time, Jim Schwartz was their coach, right? And he wasn't necessarily aggressive with the players as like a Mike Tomlin or a Bill Belichick is. So I think that's why you had that environment where the Ndamukong Suh wasn't necessarily, you know, wasn't disciplined.
But Tony C has a saying, and it came through last night, and I was thinking about it as I watched all the bad play calling. And granted, some of those play calls were questionable. But because all those drop passes as well, sometimes it ain't about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmy and Joes. And I was just thinking
Jimmy and Joes.
And I was just thinking about that last night. And I mean, you got Eric Ebron dropping the touchdown passes. You had Daniel Phelps out there.
That's across the whole league, man. I've been saying that's the problem in the NFL so far is the way they're practicing is starting to show. I'm sorry. Yeah. This whole collective bargaining agreement, yeah, it's cool for them not to get hit. These dudes sucking. They're sucking.
Oh, God.
They're not playing. They're not. You can't replicate game time decision.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Houston, Texas issue with their owner saying those questionable comments. We can't let the players run the asylum.
No. He didn't say that. He did not say that word.
Hey, prison asylum is still the same thing.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, Ray. You never heard somebody say that at work.
We can't let the players run the prison. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there's a difference. Okay, I get what he was trying to say.
Okay,
it was a slip of the tongue, but I find it very, very. It's not a coincidence to me that he slipped up and said prison instead of asylum.
Okay. Name me one prison that they pay people millions of dollars.
Hold on one second. Because
I would gladly be locked up.
Hold on one second. Tony C, we got Tony C on line number 3. Tony C, you with us?
You know, Doom thought he was gonna get away from it, didn't he? That's what I almost got away, didn't
he? Hey, get just what? I gave you a little bit of joy, but your boy gone for the rest of the season. So hey,
you ain't give me a thing.
Okay, it's all right though. I'm gonna go shy away. Know what I'm saying? I've been under the weather for these last 2 weeks. Couldn't talk.
It hurt.
Huh? Once I found out we was missing four of our starting linemen, I was like, hell, it is what it is tonight.
They get a check too. They could go block somebody. They get a check.
But they were hurt. They were out.
It ain't like college when you go from four scholarship players to four walk on. Everybody on there getting a check.
I guess.
Everybody getting a check.
Your defense was looking at all world. What the hell's going on my computer?
I can hear you fine. You like that.
We can hear you fine, Doom.
You like that.
We can hear you fine.
Oh, no. I can't see nothing on my screen. Let me restart my computer.
Okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead and finish up, Rage, on your comments on that Texas owner.
I just found it really, it's not a coincidence that he slipped up and said prison. Because I do feel like that you have these owners who see the players as that. Not necessarily as prisoners, but they, I'll give you an example. Like, we all know how the players practically run the National Basketball Association. Right? We all know that. We all see it. But when you look at the NFL, like, I think the NFL owners are trying to prevent that kind of environment from being in the NFL. And that's why you have owners who think of their players as that. Like, they don't see them as business partners. They don't see them as co-workers. They merely see them as commodities. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
But I just think that the comments were so inappropriate. And as a player, it helps that he did make those comments, because now you know where his head is and what he's thinking. And it's like, if it was me, you know, he walks through to me, hey, well, hi, how you doing? And I'm going to keep it moving. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. And I know it's just him speaking. I feel like he's speaking for at least the majority of other owners in the NFL. He has to be.
Tony, see, what you think about that situation in Houston where the owner just made some inappropriate comments? Tony, see?
Tony, see? Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy.
Oh, he's gone. Wow.
Tony! And motherfuckers can't get their equipment working. Damn it.
Meanwhile, I'm wanting to go into a little bit of this as well. Tiger Woods is coming back from back injury this year to play at the 2017 Hero World Champ Challenge over in Barcelona. I'm sorry, in the Bahamas. Let me get Tony C back on the line here. Tony C, you there? Tony C, I see you. Tony C's there. Tony C, there we go. Tony C, what do you think about the Houston, Texas owner making those comments the other day?
What I think about an old white man.
Basically.
Ask me that.
Basically.
Now listen to how Tony C is speaking right now, because you can see him, his black power afro is about to poof out. He's about to put on his black gloves, and he's about to raise all kinds of hell.
Because Bob McNair, right.
You can hear it in his voice.
Because Bob McNair's comments were just so inappropriate, man.
I can't really know. 70-year-old, 80, you know, 60s. 65-year-old white, old white man. All they know is racism. You know what I'm saying? It's lucky he said. And you know what's funny? After he said that, you know what movie they showed all weekend long on TNT? Django.
Dang, like, really?
Man, this is too much of a coincidence. Old white man talking about it. Brothers, and then now they showing Django.
Prison. Dude. You can't have the players running to prison, man. Really?
Well, at least he didn't say Cottonfield.
That's true.
Like he wanted to say.
That's true. That's true.
You can't have the Negroes running the Cottonfield. That's too. That's bad for business. That messes up our bottom line.
And
one of them gonna flip up and call him a nigga in a minute.
Yep. Then
that's when it's really gonna hit the fan.
Yep.
Cause you gonna have black folks literally no showing NFL games.
And that's when they gonna stop. That's when they gonna stop playing when one of them calls them a nigga.
And I got problems with Stephen A. Smith because Stephen A. Smith said, you know, I understand.
You're cool.
Basically, because I understand where you know your owner said this, but your coach didn't say it. The fans didn't say it. Get your butt back to work. Excuse me. No.
This is where I totally disagree with what Stephen A. Smith is saying. And I get where he's coming from. I get the personality that he is.
I'll never get a coon.
But then I'll never
understand cooning.
Like, I think...
I don't care who you are. You can't tell me what to do. I'm gone.
Exactly.
And white, black.
Like, this is completely... This is completely corporate thinking on the mind of Stephen A. Smith.
It's cool. Like, it ain't corporate nothing. It's a cooner.
Dude, it's totally corporate. It is coonery, but I think it's
corporate. It ain't called corporate. It's called Uncle. You need to call him Uncle Stephen.
There you go.
He acts like Stephen off Django.
Yeah. And it kind of shocks me that he would say that because look at what he is and look at what the average person is. He's on that plane too, and he just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that
you can't listen to Stephen A. Smith. If you want the real, you got to listen to Shannon Sharp.
Yeah,
say what you want. I hate him having you know. A white woman.
That's the thing, because Fox Sports is
real.
Yeah.
Fox Sports looks like a more free organization to speak on what you want to speak on than ESPN is nowadays.
Okay. Well, Max Kellerman be giving it to him raw.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. And
but yeah, Max is
Stephen A. Smith doing, but still, right is right.
Right.
Stephen A. Smith, yeah. Sounded like a coon. Yes, Mouse.
You can't tell me that, man. You can't say that to my face and expect me not to have any type of reaction to it. You can't.
And you know the coincidence about the whole thing? What's Samuel Jackson's name in Django? Steve.
you
watch Django.
You,
and that's Stephen A. Smith right on.
You can't tell me that. And I'm glad DeAndre Hopkins did what he did. Because if a rookie would have done it, it wouldn't have had any meaning to it. DeAndre Hopkins walked out of practice on Friday. And I commend him for that. But
if John Skipper would have said that kind of shit on about black folks or anybody that works in ESPN, I guarantee you Stephen A. Smith would not be at ESPN the very next day.
The hell you say?
Yeah, he would. He'll come. He'll come to work and say the man was right to say.
But you know what? Because he considers himself one of them.
No, he considers see them coon. One thing about a coon can be bought. Coons can be bought. Because they don't want to go back to where they came from. A lot of them come from, you know, poor upbringings. Then they get a little money. Then they be scared to go back. Because they really, a lot of them can't go back. Because they've been
Quite frankly, by Stephen A. Smith.
That was the first show.
If you've been cool, you try to go back to the hood or your neighborhood, they gonna run you out of there. So you ain't got no trouble but keep cooling. But a white man ain't that bad. Mm. He ain't mean it that way. Mm. I mean, come on, dude. You can call Stephen A. Smith something to that word to his face. He'll be like, well, he ain't put the ER on the end. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something, man. He didn't mean it that bad. I mean, this coon. I don't understand that, bro. Ain't no amount of money gonna make me just kowtow and step and fidget to nobody, bro. Because you gotta live with that. I'm talking about on the job. It don't even matter. Because at the end of the day, you know, you got to ride with the people that's with you. Right. And a lot of people don't care nothing about you, man.
Yeah.
They'll cuss you out, spit on you, and then you just be left and replace you just like that. So why you going to go hard like that for them? Man, it's crazy, man.
It's crazy. Even
Nate Smith ain't no cooning going.
I like Stephen A. Smith, but I'm starting to disagree with him on a lot of shit now. A lot of shit.
You realize that he cooning.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that he sold out.
Go
out man, and but
go. If you ain't seen it, or if you go watch it again, it seems like he like Stephen.
No, you fucked up with that.
That's the same name. They got the same name. That might be an uncle or something.
I mean, it just...
You don't know.
I mean, it just floored me. It just floored me. And I'm glad the Texans came together as a team. I'm glad they played the way they did. But to just say, forgive him for his comments, I'm sorry. I'm not cut for that from that cloth.
I mean, let me
y'all forget Hulk Hogan for what he said.
I don't forgive
Hulk Hogan for shit.
I don't forgive
y'all
Hogan either.
Saying.
That's how he felt, but
no, I'm just saying, but he still dropped the N bomb.
I don't forgive Hogan either. Hogan was wrong for the way he did it.
That's how they feel.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom.
I feel like if Hogan, if they come out and say that's how they feel, bro, you can I don't like them closet races. That's what get up under my skin.
Right.
And see, Hogan, you know, he got caught on tape.
Yep.
Donald Sterling got caught on tape.
Yep.
Don't be no clause. If you're a racist, be a racist. Don't be around here trying to play both sides, bro. If you don't like people, just say you don't like them.
Troy Vincent.
Don't be, that Jerry Jones, he a closet one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? McNair, he a closet one. All them Trump. One thing I can say about Trump. Say what you want. He let it be known. I don't care about none of y'all. But
he
myself. I barely care about my own kids. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he cares about one of them.
You know what I'm saying?
Barely. And the funny thing about it, and I think Shannon said something to this effect today, it's not so much. And I put it, it's not so much because we got so blazing and bold at getting Trump up in there off the hate from Obama. And once they see that your president at the top man has no filter, it just goes on down for the little man to say the same thing. But what you going to do to him? Because he is a little guy. It's just little old me.
And them owners, they would help them get in there. So there you go.
Yeah. Campaign contributions to somebody like that, man.
Before we move on, I just want to say, rest in peace to the Florida State football program. You hardly knew this fall from grace is gonna be phenomenal.
It's more than watch. I'll put it on.
You ain't gonna get away.
I'll put it on a group page.
Austin College, man.
I'll put it on a group page that night. We can't fire Jimbo because he got the $40 million buyout. But if you're a coach of any ilk, this would have been the time to show your wares. And you can say whatever about Florida State won because of talent. You could have said they won because of coaching, because our quarterback is out. But instead of
you still have a happening, y'all about 20 points right now.
But instead of that happening, the whole team looked like they've given up. Go look at that Boston College game again and look at the bench.
Boston College, man.
Yeah. Go look at that Florida State game again and look at the whole Florida State bench. Towers ripped over her head, the nod to the game. Man. Boston College, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Boston and College,
you,
man.
And you can't fire Jimbo because of the buyout. You can't.
Oh, no, he going to get fired when y'all lose to Clemson. And when Clemson blow the doors off you, that's going to be the one that be like, all right, we got to pay it. We can't be we getting embarrassed by Boston College.
I don't think they're going to pay it.
Going to take a page out of Gator. And speaking of people getting fired, let's go to Rage School. they coach getting fake death threats.
What, you mean Florida?
Yeah.
I mean, can I tell you how long it's been since I gave a fuck about my favorite college?
Let me guess, when Urban Meyer was there.
I stopped giving a fuck when Urban Meyer left.
Yep, there you go.
I really stopped giving a fuck when Billy Donovan left.
Let me tell you something about y'all, them Florida Gators in football. The reason why y'all got them two national championships is because just getting Nick Saban was just getting Alabama, and he hadn't had no solid recruiting classes. Once he got that pipeline going, y'all wasn't able to touch him. That's what it was. Bump Tim Tebow, because Tim Tebow last year, Nick Saban them beat the brakes off of them. Nick Saban got some boys, his boys in there.
I totally stopped giving a fuck.
Oh, you did.
And it pisses me off.
You gonna do the same thing to? Don't think I ain't hear about that. Y'all got robbed for that second round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Were you listening to what I just said? We got raped. We got raped.
I'm gonna start calling y'all the no vaccine.
How the fuck? Yo, I don't care how small I don't care how many starts he's had. How small it is. I don't care. That was supposed to be the successor to Tom fucking Brady, and you give him up for a second round pick. For one pick, he's worth two. He's worth the first round pick.
Is he? When yeah, he's he up to join next week,
I said Vage won't be in two years. Tom Brady retired. Boy, y'all gonna fall off so bad.
Not Rage. Let's get that right, Tony C. It's not just Rage. It's gonna be a whole bunch of people.
Y'all gonna be
a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Watch.
Yep.
All the fans will be y'all been handing out. Y'all gonna get a bag.
I can see.
Let me tell you something right now. Look. They gave away our backup. They gave away our third stringer. I'm not jumping off the back. I'm not jumping off the back.
No, of course, you got Tom Brady. But when he hang it up.
But I'm looking into.
You got
one without. I got a molecule, of a toe out the door.
I can see surfer right now, man. I can see him right now. Once Brady leave, Wentz is gonna be the next Tom Brady. Okay, I'm gonna try to see that right now.
I mean, yeah, Julian Edelman used to be a quarterback. Yeah, sure, but I need him at wide receiver.
Y'all better draft Baker Mayfield.
How they go draft Baker Mayfield at the bottom of the first round?
They better.
They better trade up.
They better, or JT Barrett.
Yeah,
somebody.
Yep.
You mentioned
Cause Sam Donald. Will be gone.
I know. You mentioned Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he's coming back to play.
Hey, don't talk about Tiger. Tiger was high on all them different medications, man.
He's coming back.
I feel him.
I don't give two shits about golf. But do you think any golfer on the tour right now is remotely scared of Tiger Woods?
I told you, you need to get back to the Ric Flair Tiger Woods. That's the one I want back.
He needs to
All you got to do is get Tiger is some oxycodone and some
He needs
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has descended into a mere... Like, the last tournament I remember him being in, like, he was cut on, like, after the first fucking day. Like, I remember him winning the Players Tournament, and that's it.
My only issue with Tiger coming back is the fact that he's got this long layoff, and I don't know if you're going to have an ample chance to reestablish your dominance within that layoff. So I guess this is going to be a trial run, so to speak, to see how the back holds up. If the back can hold up and he places fine, then I guess we'll see where we go from there. But
I'm having issues with, and I got to get a freaking microdiscectomy. This cat got a fusion. Tiger Woods had a back, a spine fusion in his lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he needs to go sit down somewhere, man. Once you start messing with his back, man, this is a wrap.
I don't give a damn about Tiger. Wait, I care about the piece of ass that he lost and Lindsey Vonn.
Oh, God.
I got those nudes. I got them. He lost a quality piece of ass.
Tony C, what do you think? Tony C, what you think about the Cavaliers' free fall right now?
I tell you what, let them be struggling by February. LeBron gonna be like, y'all gotta trade me.
It's coming. I mean,
anyway, y'all better try to get something
for me. Oh my goodness.
The hell out of
it. It's his own doing, though. Because I remember when the start of the basketball season, it was like, Cleveland's so much better. This team's going to be this and this and this. Kyrie Irving's a bum.
It ain't going to do it because he ain't never resigned.
He's down on the bench with J.R. Smith and Dwayne Wade.
It ain't his fault. They
old.
They are old.
That's for real.
He drafted a bunch of fucking senior citizens. All of them.
And they signed him.
And how you gonna play? And how you gonna get?
Derrick Rose got hurt.
Yeah.
And how you I told that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We knew that was coming.
Oh yeah, we knew that was gonna happen.
We all know LeBron is okay. So this proves that LeBron is a shitty general manager.
No, he gonna sabotage the team and then leave.
Yo.
I'm out of here.
That's why Kyrie left, because Kyrie settled right on the ball.
LeBron like that girl you'll date that'll have you, if you mess around, she'll have you getting howls, calls, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then she been left you hanging. left you with the bill.
Who y'all got in the World Series?
I know this World Series has been good, but I really don't care a whole lot. I mean, since my Yankees got out, fuck. You know what? Speaking of my Yankees, yo, why the fuck, yo? How you let Joe Girardi just walk out the door like that? How do you not fucking re-up this man's contract? This dude wins a World Series and he takes you to Game 7 of the ALCS and you can't re-up his contract? Are you fucking kidding me?
I can't.
I'm telling you now.
I can answer they that for you.
A plan.
That's some of that white privilege.
And I can't answer that.
They better got a plan.
I can't answer the question on why they let him go. If you go back and look at his history, he's shown a history of not communicating with younger players. He's a veteran coach, but he doesn't get along with younger players. He can't communicate with them for some reason. So that's why they went ahead and got rid of him this year.
I don't believe that. I mean, the way this season went, I just don't believe that at all. I mean, this team was a full year ahead of schedule because everybody had this team. This team was not supposed to be where they went.
He overachieved. Like, that's true. He overachieved. That's true.
Exactly. This was supposed to be a rebuild, and now they look like a World Series contender. And now you can't keep Joe Girardi in there? Yo, I'm telling you, you better have a fucking plan because, I don't like it. I don't like it.
All right, a couple other things real quick. I want to say thank you, Tony C, for calling in. He had to run. Thank you for calling in, Tony C. Very, very quickly, have a couple of things here to run down. We were talking about the World Series. And, Doom, I know you said you haven't been watching much of it.
I've been keeping up, man. It's just, you know,
these games are too damn long.
What'd you say?
The games are too long.
No, not that. It's just, you know, I won't feel it too hot. And, right. You know,
right.
Everyone in my house is sick, so it's kind of hard for me to.
Right.
I mean, 12 game in the 11th inning.
Amazing.
I mean, this World Series has been a marathon, a complete, just long sprint. And yeah, I know it's good. I just lost a lot of interest since the Yankees were eliminated.
I just think that.
But I mean, I see how good they are. I see how good they are.
I think the whole thing depends on Clayton Kershaw.
I agree.
I really do. If he can, he would be the reason, in my opinion, he'll be the reason if the Dodgers lose the series.
My thing is that, yeah, because Clayton, I mean, we can all agree that the Dodgers literally have everything they could ever want on this team. And if they don't win it, then it's time to blow it up.
We'll see what they do.
Speaking of, man, I wish Tony C hadn't gone because fucking Zeke Elliott's about to be kicked out for the next 6 games.
We'll see what happens there. I know you were saying, Doom, he can't appeal it.
I don't think you're going to appeal the whatchamacallit court because I think how it went last time was Brady won that at that level they went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then the NFL appealed it. But if he loses an appeals court, you know, hold on. Let me pull it up.
Now let's see real quick. As you're looking that up, I want to go ahead and let everybody know what we got going on here on Rant In Radio. Got some great shows coming at you through the Turnpike. Definitely want to be a part of the network and join in on it. We're going tomorrow night with the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. with Tony C and AA. Those guys get you caught up on everything in the world of wrestling. Thursday, we have Rant and Wrestling. Should be a brand new episode of Rant and Wrestling, if I'm not mistaken on that. Please forgive me if I am. Then on Friday night at 9 p.m., we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy. I'm not sure what the turnback will be, the throwback rather would be, so definitely tune into the group page. They'll let you know.
I'd like to make a personal request to Turnbuckle Throwback.
Mm-hmm.
More TNA throwbacks, please.
Okay. And then,
all right,
because, you know, Global Force, Global Wrestling Network has the TNA stuff now, which I've been watching. I'm just saying, it's worth my $7.99 a month. I'll tell you, the Global Force Network, that $7.99 is worth far more than the $9.99 I'm paying for the network.
Damn. Go ahead.
It's a fix, man. It's a drug. I watched Destination X from 2006 because I was sick and tired of the horse shit that was going on tonight.
I hear you. Go ahead, Doom.
Nah, man. I've been on a self-imposed exile ever since the Shield beat five dudes, so...
What did you find out? Did you find anything out about Zeke being able to appeal?
I was just looking at it, man. Y'all threw me off. They're saying basically that with the ruling with the U.S. District Court, New York, the suspension will be in effect. But Elliot, NFLPA, has the option to appeal the decision to the U.S. Court of Appeals Second Circuit. But like I said, man, that's more money. He can play again, but then what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying?
He needs to take his ball and go the fuck home.
I mean, he could be eligible to play like December. If he takes the suspension now, he should be able to play against the Raiders on December 17th.
Right.
Like this. Like, stop prolonging this. Like, really, none of us will ever know if he truly did what he's accused of doing. But to me, it's better. I'll agree with Stephen A. Smith on this. The fact that he hasn't truly proclaimed his innocence is a little disturbing, because that kind of gives off.
Like I said, the dude, he needs. Like I said, I'm all for putting people down a couple pegs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's done stuff to really besmirch the reputation of the NFL. And right now, with everything that's going on, let's be honest, the NFL's really hurting bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. And the NBA is ascending. The NBA is ascending.
Well, the NBA has had time to look at and be like, you know what, let's not do none of this stuff that the NFL's doing to turn off their fan base. Now, at the end of the day, you know, everybody's talking about Jimmy and Joe's. If the fans ain't watch Jimmy and Joe, it don't matter if the dude could dunk a basketball from half court. If nobody's watching or buying the stuff, we don't care. And that's what I think the NFL is going to learn this season.
Elliot needs to just take his ball and go home. He needs to fucking... He needs to have a press conference, proclaim his innocence, and just take the suspension. Because to keep prolonging this, if this, it's going to end up bleeding into the playoffs. The Cowboys are going to need you come playoff time. So just take it. Take it and just go home.
Because he could have came back this week and started his thing if he would just took it. You know what I'm saying? And then... You know,
he should have taken it. He should have taken it week one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He would have fresh legs and everything.
This doesn't make sense. Like, I respect it. I respect it when Tom Brady, and I'm not saying it just because he's my favorite, you know, whatever. But like, Tom actually put up a fight, because look, say whatever you want. At the end of the day, the NFL did not have any proof that he deflated the balls, and thus he fought tooth and nail until what? It was just time to end.
Hold
it.
Up. Now, see, I think the NFL would have dropped that stuff in Deflategate. My thing was, he was being real arrogant with the investigation. Like, hey, man, if you got nothing to hide, sit here and do this. Because they were going to look the other way. Let's be honest. This is the Golden Boy. But the Golden Boy was being a little too arrogant. Then the commissioner had to step in and smack him down.
What, arrogant, like, what, he's too big for the Shield?
Yes.
No. I mean...
I'm just saying, like, hey, what's going on in real life? Hey, alright, we're doing an investigation. Hey, if you got some information, I know people don't want to give up their cell phone, but it looked mighty suspicious when you need to go in and talk to the dude that you destroy your phone 2 days before you see the people.
Hey, but I'm just saying...
But if you ain't got nothing to hide, why would you destroy your cell phone?
True, but
it's called optics.
True, but I also would not give my phone to the NFL. I wouldn't give my phone to really anybody unless you're the police. I'm not giving my phone up to you because, and it's been proven how like leak prone the NFL is. Like the NFL is like TMZ. They always leaking shit. So I'm not giving my phone up to the fucking to TMZ. Hell no. I'll fight tooth and nail before I let you get a hold of my personal shit. So, but you know what? It does look a little, maybe it is a little suspicious that you destroy your phone. Maybe. I'll give you that.
And also, don't forget, coming up this week, on Sunday, we got the William Reed comic book show with Surfer.
That's still on the air?
Well, I'm going to definitely try to make that one because I'm definitely going to try to see Thor.
Of course.
You know, get Surfer some love, you know.
Yeah, throw Surfer some love, man. Warrior Ring Comic Book Show will be this Sunday at 5 p.m. and then we'll be...
You mean show Surfer some love? He hasn't shown me any kind of love at all. I get is insults. All I get is insults.
Why don't
that dude, that
gentleman.
Dude verbally abuses me. Show him some love. Surfer can kick rocks... Surfer can kick rocks and kiss me ass. So.
And then on Monday at 11:15 p.m. right after Raw, it is the Sports Report with yours truly, William D. Morgan, at 11:15 p.m. Getting you caught up on the world of sports. Hey, real quick. Anybody, and I asked it last week and I'll ask it again. Is anybody going to knock off Bama? Does Georgia stand a chance?
You never know.
So sick of Alabama.
The Mississippi State Bulldogs might do it. You know, so, you know, I'm telling the water boy the joke. You never know. Somebody might knock off.
I'm so sick of fucking Alabama. I don't care who beats him. Just beat him. I'm sick of Nick Saban. I'm just sick and tired of. I hate how. You know what? I'll sound like a hater right now, and I really don't care. I hate how good Alabama is. I hate it. Because it's not fair. And of all places, it's Alabama, that inbred cousin fucking state, got an NFL-type squad on it.
Hold on now. You can't just sit here and say they're inbred, all right?
That's Alabama ain't nothing but red. Is nothing but rednecks and cousin fuckers.
We apologize.
Okay, I might be a redneck myself. I might, you know, take a minute.
We apologize.
By definition of the term, you know what I'm saying?
We apologize.
Hey, I live in the South. I like wrestling. I like drinking beer.
I might be a redneck. Dr. Doom, when have you ever known a black redneck?
You don't live in the South, baby.
and for those ridiculous comments, I want to say a quick apology to the good folks of Alabama for their comments.
Oh God! You know what? If you want to, don't. All right, fine. Don't send your hate mail to William. Send it to me, and I'll just say you're still. Alabama is still a cesspool of a state.
Rage
and fuck your Crimson Tide. Fuck them.
You can send the hate mail to Rage at ragehatesthesouth@aol.com.
No, I don't hate the South. I just hate Alabama. That's all.
Damn.
I don't hate the South. I love the South.
Damn.
I just don't like Alabama. Never have.
Well,
never have.
I think Georgia's the only team that can knock them off, so.
I hope Georgia beats them. Please beat them. I don't care who beats them. Just do it. Just fucking do it. So I don't have to keep hearing how good Alabama is. Oh, they're the preseason number one. Oh, I'm sick of Alabama winning. They're overrated to me. They're so overrated.
We'll see how it goes.
Ain't shit.
We'll see how it goes. Fellas, want to say a quick thank you to Tony C. Want to say a quick thank you to Doom. Thank you to Rage for calling in. Cash Style, Cap Underpants, thank you for being in the chat room. I do appreciate it. Is there anything else we need to get out of? Get, you know, anything else you want to push? Anything you want to plug before we get out of here for the night?
Oh, I'll say something real quick. When you guys, if you guys get a chance, you've got some money to waste. by the death of WCW book, I bought it on Audible, and I listened to it today while I was at the gym. Could not turn it off. It was probably the best wrestling book I have ever heard. And that's because I have not finished the AJ Lee book yet. But I just think that if for me, hey, look, Double A always wants to say, do your homework. Well, this is me doing my homework.
There you go.
I could not put that shit down. It was so informative. I learned shit that I did not know at all about the death of WCW. I just think, and the fact that it was written by a dirt sheet writer, that should not sway away from you, because really, if it was anybody else, there would be like a spin to it, and you know you can't trust anything WWE says. So just go ahead, pick that up.
Wasn't it the real reason they did an audit and it was just like, screw this, it's too much money coming out.
Yo, you know what's funny about the book? Yo, they dedicated it to Dixie Carter, yo.
they fucking
dedicated that book to Dixie Carter as a shot to TNA, yo. Book came out in 2014, but that shit was so fucking funny, yo. I was dying in the gym I heard that.
How much was the book?
I think it's like $12.99, but I have credits on Audible, so I bought it for a credit.
Right. And what were you?
And
saying?
Get the AJ Lee book too. Shit, get that shit too. And what, good book.
And what were you saying, doing before we get out of here for the night?
Cowboys can suck a dick.
Damn right, fucking.
But you know, it's good to be back. Good health.
Good to have you
back. And LeBron James could go to hell.
And in the immortal words of my good friend Tony C, excuse me, not Tony C, good friend, damn, I'm tired. Good friend Big Tom, fuck Goldberg. There we go. So, if there's nothing else, I want to thank you guys for calling in. Thank you for everybody joining the chat room. We'll see you again next Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Happy Halloween, everyone. Have a good night.
Hey, Will.